This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
I'm Brett Baer.
I'm Maria Bartiromo.
I'm Brian Kilmeade, and this is the Fox News Rundown.
Wednesday, June 15th, 2022, I'm Alex Hogan. A new app could help pinpoint and flag Russian oligarchs as countries around the world attempt to seize their assets.
The main goal for our app is to help fight Ukrainians and fight the democracy, because Putin's invasion not only hit Ukraine as a country, but also hitting a democracy in the whole world.
This is the Fox News Rundown, War on Ukraine.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. If you run an e-commerce business, you know how much work it takes to produce something great while dealing with complicated shipping issues. That's why over 130,000 companies have turned to ShipStation, an innovative tool that allows you to focus less on shipping and more on building your brand. With ShipStation, you can manage orders, label printing, reporting, and customer service on one easy-to-use dashboard. You'll reduce warehouse costs with reliable enterprise solutions and save thousands on shipping costs with discounts up to 89% off. Plus, you can effortlessly import orders from everywhere you sell online. So, turn your shipping challenges into opportunities for growth. Go to ShipStation.com and use code POD to sign up for your free 60-day trial. That's ShipStation.com, code POD.
The use of social media and technology at our fingertips throughout the course of the war in Ukraine has allowed people to connect, but it's also enabled citizens to step in and find new ways to join the war effort without physically fighting.
Yes, I'm in Ukraine, and yes, good for me. I'm safe, basically in a place which is not close to the hot points.
This is Vladislav Huntik, co-founder of the new app Signal My Oligarch.
Great. And on a personal level, I mean, this has been going on for months now. And I know with a lot of the people that I met when I was in Ukraine covering the invasion, people told me that they just still could not believe what had taken place. Does it feel like this has hit you yet, or are you still somewhat in disbelief yourself?
I would say that I got hit mostly when all this begins. So right now, instead of feel, you know, badly feelings, I'm just trying to focus more on how I can help and how I can support in this terrible situation.
Yeah. And that's been something that we've seen people across the country and around the world do. And it's been really remarkable to see how technology has played into this war, with people posting videos in real time. I met a lot of migrants who were leaving the country who then started to blog about their experience and share that with people who were crossing, or people who created social media groups to link families who needed somewhere to sleep with Europeans across the continent who had an extra room. And you yourself have built a website in the war effort. Can you tell me a little about what this does?
Sure. So when all of this begins, most of us just decided to help and support in some way. And most of those help at the beginning was like donation, some volunteering stuff. But then I and my partner from Europe, we were working for a long time, and he had a decades in financial experience in financial industry. And we were talking about oligarchs and how they can affect Putin's and push pressure on him. And he noticed that you know, a lot of Western countries are trying to find and freeze their assets. And the truth is that it's really easy to hide those assets by just registering them on the family member or on, you know, some hided company and so on. And this conversation then leads into the idea of how actually we can support Western countries to find and freeze more assets. And we realize that an average person actually can help us. And the most convenient way right now to share the information between each other is an app, because everyone has a phone. Mm-hmm. And it's really easy to download an app, install it, and just send us basically send us a report about the oligarch property. So the main goal for our app is to help fight Ukrainians and fight the democracy, because Putin's invasion not only hit Ukraine as a country, but also hitting a democracy in the whole world. If we will let him win here, then any other dictators can decide that he can do the same things, but in a different piece of our planet. So we made this app to be really easy way to everyone who knows any information about oligarch's property. So for example, it can be a crew member on the boat, or it can be just an employee in the, you know, on the real estate. And they know that this is exactly belongs to the oligarch, and they can easily download our app, take a picture, add a description, and send this report to us. And then we will handle it on our own, and we'll send this report to the right government authorities of the Western countries.
So this app is called Signal My Oligarch.
We basically just launched, and we published our app on Android Store. Also, our app should be published in iOS Store soon. However, we have a web version which is accessible to everyone. And if somebody don't want to install the app, they just can go directly to the signalmyoligarch.com website and use it directly from there.
And how secure is this? Or are you potentially worried of any backlash from Moscow?
Sure. So the security of the users and of the data was our main priority when we were developing this app. So during the registration process, we are telling our users that they should think that our app is already hacked. So we are not asking any personal information, and we are really asking them to not share anything, like no first name, last name, no personal email address. We are just asking a username, and we are providing with the email generator that can be used for free to generate email address encrypted to use it specifically for Signal My Oligarch app. So no one will actually know who sent this report. Even us, we also don't know anything of this information, because we don't track IP address and geolocation. So our users are completely anonymous and safe.
Yeah, that's one of the main concerns, especially be it journalists or anyone at the time who could be in Ukraine, of potentially having a spotlight on them. So you yourself, now, while you said this is something that you felt called to do, did you fear for your own safety or the safety of your loved ones?
Well, I think that every Ukrainian nowadays fighting, some of the guys fighting on the battlefield and risking their life there, some of us volunteering and also can be hit by a bullet somewhere near the battlefields. I am fighting here in the internet and taking the same risk as those guys who are fighting physically.
You've been listening to Vladislav Huntik, co-founder of the new app Signal My Oligarch. More on this after the short break. How difficult was this to build this one, this app in and of itself, but also making sure that the information is protected enough to not put any anonymous tippers in jeopardy?
We have a team of 15 people. And I and my partner, we was mostly responsible for the idea and implementation and controlling how this app will work, because the partner was controlling of everything which is on the back end, financial stuff, how to prepare the report, how to send it out to the government authorities. I was mostly responsible of, what the user interface, how this app will, look like, and what is the easiest way for our users to actually use it.
Now, tell me a little bit about how all of this came together. So you have, as you mentioned, 15 people working on building the coding in and of itself. How big does this project need to be in order to move it off the ground and then eventually be able to target whether it's Russian oligarchs or assets of anyone involved in the war?
Sure. So, the development was really crazy because we actually developed this app a bit less in 3 months. So it was a huge work done, and it's a huge thanks for the whole team, because all of them worked really hard on that. And this app wasn't founded by somebody. It was founded by me and by my partner. So lots of my team actually worked over time and lower down their fees just to make this app live as soon as possible. And we need a lot of awareness. That's why we are contacting every possible media. So the more people will know about us, the more people will actually, the more chance that our information will reach those people who actually have some information about oligarch assets.
And while the effort, of course, is to build up this app and to have more eyes on it, more people download it, for you yourself, having been there in Ukraine, being Ukrainian yourself, is there anything you would want to say to people listening from around the world about what this experience has been like for you in the last several months?
Yeah, I would not use our time to express my terrible experience, because a lot of people that I know expressed even worse thing. So as I said, I was lucky to not be affected that much by this war physically. I was mostly affected emotionally, and in the same time, I was experiencing a really great feelings, and these great feelings connected with the worldwide support. I was impressed how the whole world connected and, come together. And, a lot of people that was coming on the street in the whole Europe, that means a lot to me and to every Ukrainian. And all Ukrainians, I would say, want to say thank you to every European and other countries and every member of those countries that are supporting us. Emotionally, they're also paying some price because this war affected the whole economics. And I would say that the only one thing that I really want to share is how I'm grateful that the world is helping Ukraine and not letting us stay alone in this fight. And that's why I want to ask, using this opportunity, want to ask everyone who knows something, as I said, probably you are a crew member or a neighbor of the oligarch's property. So I just want to ask, if you know something, just, use our app and let us know about this information as much as you can.
Vladislav Huntik is a Ukrainian coder and co-founder of Signal, My Oligarch, a new app that helps the general public identify and then locate the assets owned by Russian oligarchs. So Vladislav, thank you so much and stay safe.
Thank you too.
You've been listening to the Fox News Rundown. Stay up to date by subscribing to this podcast at foxnewspodcasts.com. And for up-to-the-minute news, go to foxnews.com. The Will Kane Show is now dropping 5 episodes a week. Join Fox and Friends weekend host Will Kane as he tackles the latest headlines from his unique perspective, along with thought-provoking interviews with leading figures and live calls from viewers and listeners. Listen wherever you download your favorite podcasts.